For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. With help from the federal government, Illinois will put more than $2 billion toward infrastructure projects this year across the state's network of roads and bridges. But as Sam Dunklaw explains in this week's Illinois Issues, that network is underfunded by billions more, and what the state has pledged so far is a far cry from fixing that.
Just days before Illinois passed its budget in May, Governor Bruce Rauner took a drive up to Peoria, stood across a worn-down bridge over the Illinois River, and told reporters this.
We are announcing $11 billion of investment in our roads and bridges over the next 6 years.
That investment he's talking about is spelled out in the Department of Transportation's multi-year plan. It's how the state maps out what kind of road work it's going to do over the next 6 years. What's interesting this year is that Illinois is changing its road strategy altogether. Before, the state used to just fix the roads and bridges that were in the worst shape. Now, it plans to do regular maintenance to avoid costly future repairs. While experts say that's a good first step.
It would be better if there was now revenue to help them not only meet their goals, but exceed their goals, because the goals, quite frankly, are low.
This is Kevin Burke. He's the executive vice president of the Illinois Asphalt and Pavement Association. He's talking about IDOT's pavement condition goals. Officials are shooting for Illinois roads to be at or better than a fair condition over the next few years. Burke says if that's the goal, your commute probably won't get any better.
You're going to see a lot of cracking. It's going to be a rougher ride. There'll probably be better chances of potholes, especially in the winter months when we have freeze-thaw cycles.
Even with the billions of dollars and the new strategy IDOT is promising, Burke says that's just not going to cut it because Illinois has underfunded its roads for so long. Though it shares road costs with the federal and local governments, Illinois has gradually cut its share since 2000, while federal dollars have steadily accelerated. So much, in fact, that
about 80% of our program is funded with federal dollars.
That's Erin Alleman, director of IDOT's Office of Planning and Programming. She's one of the state's leading transportation planners. And like Burke, she says there just isn't enough revenue to do the work that needs to be done.
I'd say less than 10% of our projects expand the system that we have right now, and 90% really focuses on maintaining.
But now that it plans to keep up with that maintenance, Alleman says she's confident the roads will hold up better for longer. To get under the hood of all this, I joined Dave Bender, a road engineering expert at the side of Interstate 55, one of the busiest highways in the state. I asked him for his take on Illinois' new strategy.
Overlaying with additional asphalt or other patching of concrete simply does not address the decay of our system.
Bender explains the interstate system alone in Illinois is long overdue for an upgrade.
They were built in the 50s and 60s. The interstate highway system was designed to last for about 40 years. Today we're on year 60. The foundation, which is several feet deep, is starting to just decay.
Bender likened it to an old house that needs a foundation repair.
And they think fixing the house would be very similar to what we're doing with the Illinois roads. They'll be putting on shingles on a new house and thinking everything is ready to go.
So we know Illinois needs to put more money into its roads. Experts and officials agree this means a new revenue source. What the source could be is unclear. They've tossed around ideas like raising the gas tax, something the state hasn't done in more than 25 years. Another idea is to tax people according to how many miles they drive. Neither idea is particularly popular, though, as Lawrence Massal of the Civic Federation explains.
There has been little political will to tie the state's infrastructure and capital needs to paying for them.
Massal says that's because the state recently raised its income tax while local property taxes went up. He explained Illinois is also running out of room to borrow. So if the state needs new money from taxpayers, Massal says it'll have to show them they'll get something out of it. For now, Illinois remains behind on its road spending. But as Dave Bender told me, we rely on the roads for just about everything. If the trend of underfunding goes on much longer,
that system someday is not going to become reliable or possibly even available unless we address funding.
I'm Sam Dunklaw.